Chris,
Marcus,
we are back. It is a little pocket awareness, guys. You guys already know what to do. Hit, you can hit follow the a little pocket awareness on Twitter at ALPA underscore QB1. Do the same on Instagram at ALPA underscore QB1. At the Mark John NFL for me, at King Manelos for Chris. And of course, make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. We're, you know, it's part of the TDL channel. So if you already like this, you're already here. I mean, some fans from our from ALPA, they've been asking. Here we are. We're back, guys. We got your little. We're doing some quarterback rankings this week. Kind of getting started. I mean, we have the Hall of Fame games Thursday.
New season, baby.
It's a new season, man. We get some new football here. So, but welcome back, guys. We're here. And Chris, how you feeling, man? You feeling pretty good? You know, you got a quarterback that got signed.
Got a quarterback that I got signed. I'm feeling good. That defense that I've been begging for and that I've been optimistic about, Marcus, I'm at the peak that I could possibly be with my anticipation and excitement of what could happen on the defensive side of the ball. But that's not what this show's about.
No, it's not.
This show's about quarterbacks, and I'm loving what they've done with Jordan Love.
Yeah, okay. So, my quarterback situation, I mean, they're getting killed.
A little different.
Getting killed in the media, man. Getting killed. It's tough for them. I went out to training camp, and it was tough. It was a tough situation. I think they played better today once the line was able to block. They didn't have to deal with – the line just didn't have to try to fake block Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby and Malcolm Kuntz. It just wasn't a fun time for them at that point. So they could actually, like, grab them and stuff this time, maybe grab some pads, you know, more movement here, more, you know, just to help them out a little bit. The quarterbacks didn't do too much better, but it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be an interesting year for the Raiders. You know, I don't call it to bother that me that much. I'm not a Minshew fan at all. I don't like Minshew at all. But
we discussed that as we ended last season.
Not a big fan of him, but it's okay. It's all right. If I don't think he's gonna start anyways, I think it's gonna be O'Connell. So we'll see how that goes, man. But Yeah, that's really the update I got. I really don't have that much, you know, Raiders update this time, man.
There's a little extra Raider love going on because Netflix has receiver.
Yeah.
And your boy Devontae is a leading man in that show. What do you feel there, Marcus? How does it from what you saw in the show and how you saw everything play out last season on the tape, on the field, with everything that you did for the Raiders, online with your show, man. How does it all play out?
I feel great about Jimmy G being gone. That's what I feel great about, Chris. Jimmy G's not here. And Devontae's not pissed. That's what I have. He's a happy man now. That's how I feel, Chris. I feel Jimmy Garoppolo's gone, and that's all that matters. He was the problem, obviously. You know, Devontae probably was asking for a trade. I'm sure he was at that point in time. I would have too. So I understand it. It's not something that, you know, bothers me that much when it comes to him. But, you know, you can tell the show went along. He likes Aiden, though. He does like Aiden, though. He thinks Aiden has something. I don't know what he sees in Aiden, but he sees something. So as long as he's happy, I think he's happy. Aiden's going to feed him. They're going to get him some targets. He's got Luke Getsy coming from past game coordinator from Green Bay coming over. I think he's happy right now. We'll see how the season goes. I think when Gardner Minshew gets in, it might be a little different. But
do you think by the trade deadline, he's still there?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't think he ends up in New York?
No, man. I think the Raiders are going to be pretty good.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh,
I do. Just because all really Aiden O'Connell has to do is just not turn the ball over.
Okay.
And they'll be in like every game. Because they were, you think about last year, when I think about last year, they were in every game last year. I mean, they almost beat the Dolphins. I mean, they had no business being in that game. And if Aiden O'Connell's better on that last drive, they maybe tie that game or maybe go for two and win it. They should have beat the Vikings last year. And, you know, and then they beat the Chiefs without completing the pass. So to me, I mean, Christian Wilkins, Malcolm Kuntz and Max Crosby are going to be enough. And I was thinking about this. The Steelers have been doing this for about 3 years since Ben Roethlisberger has been gone. It's been Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward, and TJ Watt. And I think we got a little bit of that going on. And at least get it. It's at least 8 wins. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like. I feel like it's 7 to 8 wins as like a floor, because I think that there's just gonna be some games with just the offensive line is not gonna be able to stop one of those guys. It's gonna be fun that way. And they're always gonna be in games. Like, they're gonna make like a turnover when they need to make it. It's gonna be things like that. That I think the defense is gonna be really good, because the defense is super fast too. They've got like every corner runs like a 4-3. They're fast as hell. Yeah, it's gonna be just totally different than what Raiders fans expect. I think Raiders fans want offense, but I think it's gonna be all defense, and there's gonna be some games where they win like 13-10.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I will say this too. Last year under Pierce, they averaged 23 points a game and gave up 16. So if they do that for a whole season, that's the playoffs. They might not win the Super Bowl, but that's a playoff like spread and point differential.
Sure.
Throughout this whole season. Okay. So it's at least 9-8. You have that kind of spread differential, it's at least 9-8, baby. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's how I look at it. I don't think they're gonna be bad. I just think that, you know, the quarterback's gonna be a little frustrating, because Aiden O'Connell is just inconsistent, right? He's gonna look great 1 week, just like he did in college.
He's a young guy still. He's got a lot of learning to do at the quarterback position, and that's what Marcus and I are here to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. But let's get into it. Let's start talking about some of these contracts, because I've had some feelings about this for a while, Chris.
All the contracts that have been dished out here, you know, it stirred the old social media of ALPA to finally speak out. And some people were like, come on, let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation. So we're here. It's time to talk about these contracts. What do we see? We saw 4 brand new huge money deals in the NFL when it came to the quarterback position. I think Trevor Lawrence kicked it off, right?
Trevor Lawrence kicked it off. Was it Goff? I think it might have been Goff that kicked it off first.
Was it?
Yeah, Goff got paid first. Okay. And then it went Lawrence. And then we had Tua and Jordan Love back to back.
Yes.
Now, the conversation, Chris. I just have a question. Do you think quarterbacks get paid too much?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The guys making the top 10 quarterbacks, the top 10 contracts for quarterbacks right now, don't have a Super Bowl. They have a losing playoff record.
A lot of them, yeah.
So all these contracts that have been dished out are all about hope and potential.
Do you give all a guy $50 million for hope and potential, Chris? Dude,
that's what they're doing. That's what they've done. We can't say, are they going to do it? They did it, Marcus. They did it. It happened. The last contract that somebody got where they earned that because of what they did on the field was Patrick Mahomes, and what his contract is like the 13th.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The 13th highest quarterback contract.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that looks like an absolute steal for the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
It shows Josh Allen. Josh Allen is an absolute steal.
I mean, they gave Daniel Jones 40 a year. And that's 15 million less than the highest guys. Dak wants 60.
Yeah, Dak wants 60, which makes sense to me.
Well,
be honest. If you're Dak and you see Trevor Lawrence get 55 million, what are you thinking inside? I mean, at least I throw 36 touchdowns a season, at least.
If I'm Jerry Jones, I say, that kid that jacked you up in the playoffs last year, Jordan Love, you're not making more money than him.
But he's more consistent than Jordan Love.
We don't know that yet.
If you're Dak,
you're gonna use your regular season, because you don't have any playoffs that make you worth that type of money. You don't have any playoffs that make you.
But do the other guys see? This is why I would be
Jordan Love. They should have. The Packers should have been in the NFC Championship game last year. I'm sorry. That might be a little bit of that. There might be a little homerism in me there, but I could really truly argue that the Packers should have won that game. And it was a very it was really Jordan Love made that throw at the end of the game that was an interception, and it was just he's trying to do too much. But there was a lot of stuff that led up to that, that the Packers really should have been in the NFC Championship game. So I know that this team has the aspirations to be there and further already. Super Bowl is already back in the conversation when you're talking about the Green Bay Packers. And it's because of the way that Jordan Love played down the stretch.
I can't wait till we get to my Jordan Love ranking, because I don't know if I want to have this full deep discussion with you about this yet. But it's not even about Jordan Love. It's not even about Jordan Love. I got some thoughts on what they did around him this offseason. I have some thoughts. But I have some thoughts on this theory that people have about, do you need a number one? And I have a theory about that.
I have a feeling, Marcus, that you and I are probably going to agree on this conversation that we will be having. Not right now. Let's keep it about the contracts right now.
Yeah.
Do you think Tua deserved the money that he got?
So it goes two ways with Tua, okay? So Tua has had a better career than Trevor Lawrence so far. Would you agree to that?
I would agree. You're forcing me to, I'm being forced to agree to this. And then I'll give my stipulation once you're done talking.
Okay, so let's start with Tua. So Tua got paid recently. He got
He got 4 years.
What's his average? I'm trying to see what his
average is. He's averaging 55, isn't he?
He is at value. His full value is 212. Average is 53 a year.
53? So he's at 53. Okay.
So he's right around. He makes 100,000 more than Jared Goff. So they gave him a little Jared Goff bump right there. A little 100.
I love that. That kid, right. Jared Goff's been to a Super Bowl, but nah, here's an extra 100,000.
Exactly. So with Tua, so that would be my case. If I was Tua, because I'm thinking about this, because you guys see these other quarterbacks get paid. So Trevor Lawrence got made that much money. And I'm Tua. I just led the league in passing yards. Okay. Now you could say I got Tyreek Hill, whatever. I still got the ball to him. They have pretty good chemistry. I have great anticipation to get him the football. I'm thinking, okay, then I should at least get that amount of money, because Trevor Lawrence got him out that amount of money. Right. So that's where I'm at with Tua. Do I think Tua should be having that type of money? No, because then we get to the point, you know, like, how much you can pay Brock Purdy? You know what I mean? And, right? And, you know, Brock Purdy's not going to play bad this year. You got Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. He's not going to play bad, right? He's got the same team, same defense. He's not going to be bad, right? So it gets to that type of situation where you're like that with Tua. But, you know, Tua as a quarterback, I mean, he's the first read guy. And then if he, you know, you get him past the first read, he's in trouble. And it's been like that for 2 years now. Hasn't really changed. I mean, that first read, man, if he anticipates it, it's pretty. I'm not going to lie.
Agreed. I will totally agree with you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anticipation.
That first read, absolutely.
It's just when he plays a good defense, we're like, oh, we take that away. And his brain just fries. It just, I don't know what's wrong with that. Maybe he gets better at that this year. Maybe he can get through it. But I've honestly have rarely seen him get to a second read and like hit it. It's been rare. And that would be my problem with paying him $53 million, because like, if Mike McDaniel is really not pointing, like how good is he, right? That would be my thing with giving him $53 million like that. But
three reasons why he got 53. Named two of them. You're missing you're missing the third reason.
What's the third reason, Chris?
Jalen Waddle.
Okay, all right, Jalen Waddle. Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike McDaniel. That is why Tua got the money that he got.
Yeah, but he still is throwing the ball. Okay, I'm gonna be fair. He's throwing the ball. He's a very accurate quarterback. Great anticipation. He's Marcus, throwing the football.
I can't. If I have to watch another season of him throwing the ball up in the air and Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle waiting for the ball because they've burned their cornerback by 10 yards, I'm gonna go insane.
It did get better last year, though. It wasn't as much. It wasn't as much as it was year one. There's more. They had better timing. They worked on it. They got some good timing there. I think he has a better job.
More than it should.
Okay, but still, it got better. All right. It got better. And
drives
you know,
me insane.
We'll see how he does this year. It's just more to me, it's about his brain frying once you go like the defense will change. He's just his brain just like stops working. I don't understand it. I mean, but other than that, I mean, that's not my whole thing of paying him that much money, but that's what they wanted to do, you know. So, and the honest, like, do they have a choice? That's the kind of discussion that we got to have, and we're going to have that with Trevor Lawrence more than anything else.
Yeah. That's where, so it starts because Trevor Lawrence started all this. They paid him that kind of money. So my expectation this year is that the Jaguars take a massive step.
See, okay.
They have to take a massive step. Otherwise, this contract was an absolute nightmare.
So let's transition to Trevor Lawrence because, you know, that's why I kind of wish we started at 20 so I could just get into these guys. I just feel like I got some things to say about these mid-tier guys here. I got things to say. So Trevor Lawrence, right, he got that money just because he's Trevor Lawrence. I'm
correct.
There's really right. No other reason.
It's he's got some Andrew Love effect still lingering, that he's this huge college prospect that we're just waiting for him to have the switch go off and boom, he's going to do something amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I know a lot of people point to his drops and stuff, but I don't know. I feel like he you know, I don't want to give my full breakdown here, but I just think that he's just not the
he's not gonna be it.
I don't know if he's ever going to live up to $55 million. Because there's just things that he does that I don't know if he can really get better at, right? Like, he just fumbles way too much, right? And the fumbles are a problem. He's not very good in the red zone. And those are issues. That's why he throws, like, 20 touchdowns a year. Like, he's thrown more than 21 touchdowns twice. Chris.
You got to throw at least 30 this year. There has to be 30 touchdown passes minimum this season.
Will that happen though? That's the thing. Like he doesn't have, because he really doesn't have the big weapons around him either. I'll be fair to him. I mean, Calvin Ridley was there, but I mean, Calvin Ridley's like almost 40 already.
Is he really?
He's old. He's
no,
30,
he's
I think. Yes, he is.
No,
30,
he's not.
Bro.
Is he really?
I'm gonna look it up, but I think
need
he's 30
you to look
already.
That up. I can't believe that. If Calvin
I think
Ridley's
he's
30. I'm gonna be pretty amazed.
Because he came in the league, he's like 25.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was an older player. That's why people were like,
bro, he's like 28 then. Like,
he turns 30 this year. He turns 30 on December 20th, yeah. So.
Oh my goodness, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, so he's already in the back of his career. Yeah, he's about wow. The same age as Davante Adams. So they drafted Brian Thomas.
Man. That they hurt my brain bad.
They did draft Ryan Thomas, so they got him a little bit of help. But the Jaguars just aren't that good. And then C.J. Stroud came. And then Anthony Richardson came. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about him today. Anthony Richardson came. And Lawrence is in trouble. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
he is
you're
in
not
trouble.
Wrong. You're not wrong. This is it. This is the last year that I give him any type of pass or defense. This is it. This is it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's in
gotta,
trouble, bro.
Him getting this contract, he needs to throw at the bare minimum 30 touchdowns. Otherwise, he's on Daniel Jones's level.
See, the thing is, Trevor Lawrence, he's frustrated to watch. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get into it too much. I'm going to wait till next week. But, man, is he frustrating to watch. He's just – frustrating. And you know, I compare a lot of quarterbacks to Derek Carr, but he really reminds me of Derek Carr. Like he is exactly how I used to feel watching Derek Carr. The same exact feeling. Like, and he does the same exact things. He has the same problems. He fumbles and he has troubles in the red zone. He's like the same guy. He's just long hair and he was drafted number one. And he could do a couple more cool. No, it's not even that, because Derek Carr can do the same throws. So it's like,
well,
that was
he can run.
He can run.
That's the difference there. It's not just the blonde hair. It's the running.
it's the long hair, man.
Not the extra inches that he's got over Derek when it comes to their height.
You know, I don't know. And then the results are basically the same between those two. Like they were 8-3 last year. They finished 9-8. You know what I mean? Like, and they were just You know what I'm saying? And so we'll see. We'll see how that goes with Trevor Lawrence. But
Our first hashtag we'll see of the season.
Hashtag we'll see, because it was just he's just frustrating. If I was a Jags fan, I would be really upset, you know, sometimes with him, because he's just. And then to give him that much money, like he's just a superstar.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Let's just say this, because he got paid. It's after year three, right? He hasn't played year four, correct? Am I correct around that?
You're right. I think this is year four.
So why didn't they wait? I would have waited. There's no reason not to wait, and let's see what he can do this year. That's what I would have did with Trevor Lawrence. Tua's a little different. Tua's going past year four, I believe, right? Because he's 2020. So he's going into year five. So it's a little different. You get the fifth-year option, stuff like that.
Yeah, I think they picked up the fifth-year option, and then they extended the contract after that. And you're right. Yeah. Lawrence was after Tua, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2021.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. What a just nightmare scenario.
They should have waited, man. I'm sorry. Like mad
at him. Hold on. Paying him 55 now or having to pay him 65 in 2 years.
But he would have earned it, though.
He would. Think about that. He would have, but what does that do to their roster? If you gotta put an extra $10 million into the quarterback in 2 years, if this is probably the biggest bust or victory in a situation with a contract that there could possibly be. They really took a chance with signing him this year, and if he performs, this is going to end up being a bargain contract.
Yeah, man. If he performs, but he's got a lot to get better at, and that's my problem. I would have waited another year and just to see. And then, you know,
well, so it's an extension on top of the existing contract, right?
Yeah. No. I'm not 100% sure.
Or did they redo the deal? So there's some more nuance that we're going to have to look into to understand if the Trevor Lawrence contract is really as lucrative as we think it is.
Let me look. Yeah, because
if this is an extension on the existing contract, then they've got year four of his rookie deal that they're playing right now. And then he got a 5-year deal after it.
Okay. So it's just signed a 5-year extension. So it just.
Yeah. So they're giving up the 5th-year option, mm-hmm. and they're starting new money instead of dealing with a 5th-year option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this could end up being – so it's technically a 6-year deal because he's on his final year of his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
They give up the 5th-year option, and they sign him to 5 years. So it's a 6-year deal. Interesting.
Yeah, but he's $142 million guaranteed at signing. Additional $12 million of 2027 fully guaranteed with injury guaranteed, 46 – yeah, they're paying him for a long ass time, man. And a no-trade clause. And they can't trade him.
Wow. They really need him to, like, dude needs 30 now. He needs 30 touchdowns this year minimum.
All right. So let's get to your boy Jordan Love. Cause you know, we won't get into a full breakdown, but I do want to ask you this question. Do you think they should have gave him that much money right now?
So this has got a few different angles coming at it here. One, he had a hell of a year last year.
Okay.
He looks like the real deal.
Did he have a hell of a year, Chris, or did he have a hell of a 9 weeks?
Look at his final stats, Marcus. He had a hell of a year.
Wait, his final stats, he had 18 touchdowns and one interception like in the last 10 weeks.
Yes, he did. 18 touchdowns, one interception. Is right. He was the second. He was the second most touchdowns in the league. He put up stats in his first full season that not a single quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears has ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
He set a new expectation level faster than pretty much anybody thought for what the Packers can do as an organization when it comes. They're back in the Super Bowl conversation because of what he did last year. And I'm not going to dive into it, but the way the roster's built and the way the offense is set up, I don't see it possible for there to be a regression.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. It's always possible, but I don't find it to be likely. So
they drop all his dimes and then, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the receivers are another year older, which means they shouldn't be dropping those passes at this point. But this is
throws an amazing dime.
He got the money because they had him ride the bench.
Yeah, I know.
They had to pay him.
Yeah,
they had to for what he did, being a first round pick, sitting the bench, dealing with the drama that he dealt with, putting up a big year, they had to pay him. And honestly, do it now, because I want to see it be and play out the same way the Patrick Mahomes contract did, where in 2 years, it's already well worth it, and it's not even close to a top 10 contract anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with it. There is, it's the way that the contract's drawn up, it has elements of the way that Aaron Rodgers finished out his career. It looks fantastic this year, next year, and a year after that, with being able to keep this team's going to be able to stay together for the next 3 years.
Yeah, they are.
Because of the way that they put this contract together. Decisions are going to have to be made in year four, and hopefully Jordan Love will continue to be amazing at that point, and maybe they can figure out a way to restructure, because the dead money and the cap situation is going to get ugly in year four, but there will be a year five part of this situation that they'll have on this existing deal to deal with as well. But for the next 3 years, I'm really, really, really happy with this deal.
Yeah, you know, because to me, you know, I think Jordan Love, he is getting paid off those 10 weeks. But, you know, it was a damn good 10 weeks when you watch it. It was a pretty damn good 10 weeks. It was pretty damn good 10 weeks.
Marcus, I have an expectation of where you're putting this man in your rankings.
You're going to be mad. You're going to be mad.
Oh, no. I was already mad at you last year for it.
You're going to be mad.
I was already mad at you last year.
And I stuck to our rules, which is because I stuck to our rules, which is, you know, we don't. It's a rule, Chris.
I stuck to our rules. I'm still mad at you.
The rules.
And I was mad at you for good reason.
I stuck to the rules, man. So with that said, I do think that he does have the potential more than like I already think he's better than Trevor Lawrence. Like, so I could see them paying him based on off that. So he doesn't bother me as much, because I just feel like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely more bothered by the Tua and the Trevor Lawrence
contract. Because this is my point. I'll make this point here. Like, you know, they say Trevor Lawrence doesn't play with anybody, but I feel like Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence have the same receivers group. Right? Would you say, like, talent wise? Like,
I would even say that at the tight end position last season, Trevor Lawrence had a better tight end.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got probably a top five tight end at this point. Evan Ingram's like top five at this point, right? Yeah. And, you know, Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk. I mean, I know Zay Jones, whatever. But those
are bigger names. Those are more talented receivers.
And look what Jordan Love did.
Yep. Correct.
So to me, he did more with less. That's why I just think the whole conversation that he doesn't need it, more help. I don't know. I feel like if they traded for Stephon Diggs, he might win MVP. But, you know, I'm just saying. But, you know, it's that type of situation, right, that he already did more with less. So that's why I feel more comfortable with him going forward. Because, to be honest, like, let's say that you, like, maybe you don't like one of these guys happens. Maybe you make that trade for somebody. I mean, you know, maybe you make that trade for T. Higgins, or maybe you pick up T. Higgins, even though he's going to be a Raiders next year. But
is he going to delay it another year? Is
that what man. You can't franchise him twice, Chris. You can't franchise him twice, right?
I mean, you can.
But that's not smart. It's not good business. It's not good business, Chris. It's not good business. So it's already – it's destiny. See, he's going to be in the Raiders uniform in 2025. So but that is an option for the Packers. I mean, hopefully – I mean, if I was T. Higgins, I would go to the Packers if I had a choice. So just based on the quarterbacks. But in that situation, though, you know, if they add somebody like him, that might even take him to another level. So that's why I would feel like it would be – I would feel better about paying him than I would with Trevor Lawrence, because I've seen Jordan Love do more with guys that, like, Aaron Rodgers absolutely hated.
They're young guys, hated those man. Guys. You know, he's just mad because they were young guys and he had to teach them all.
And Jordan Love threw like 31 touchdowns, bro. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's that type of thing with me, with Jordan Love. I feel more comfortable with him, like, in that situation where he could do more with less than
anybody else that got paid.
100%. Like, more than Jared Goff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about Goff. I mean, I think Goff deserves to get paid. I agree.
He's putting together quite a career.
He took the Lions to the NFC Championship. Pay the man, right? pay the man. You know what I mean? And he had a really good year. So that's what I'm saying. So pay the man, Jared Goff. He deserved that. It's really not a discussion. You take the Lions to the NFC Championship in modern day, you get $50 million. Like, you know what I mean? That's my theory. There's really no discussion with that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like Jordan Love, you know, he did more. Like, he doesn't have Amon St. Brown.
Nope.
Right? Yeah, he doesn't have, you know, like Trevor Lawrence. That's what I'm saying. Him and Trevor Lawrence kind of have the similar things, you know, because I think that Jordan Love might do more with Calvin Ridley.
I wouldn't disagree with you.
So that's why with Jordan Love, it doesn't bother me that much. But, you know, it's still. Like, they had to do it. They had to do that, too, because they didn't really have a choice, because you're not going to let that arm go. Like, you're just going to be stupid.
No.
Like, yeah, no. You know what I mean? So you can't let that happen, especially after you go out there and embarrass the Cowboys. There's just no way you can
God, that was so great.
And that was his best game. That's his best game on film, is that game.
So
and it's in the playoffs, you know? So, yeah. So with Love, it doesn't bother me that much as much as, like, Trevor Lawrence and then Tua. Like, I think. The Dolphins are going to be mad about that, I feel like, at some point.
I agree with you.
They're going to be mad about that. All right, Chris, any other thoughts on these contracts?
No, it's time to dive into your rankings, Marcus. The final ranking to set up our new football season. Marcus is going to break down from 32 to 1. But just like the last few years, 32 to 20... Actually, so we're going to go 32 to 21 today, mm-hmm. But yeah. 32 to 21 is a little weird because we got those rookies coming in.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just add it to last year. Last year, we had three rookies, so we started at 29. This year, I started at 27.
That's so wild to me.
That's because you got Drake May. You know, I Jacoby Brissett didn't play last year, so I can't grade Jacoby Brissett. And, you know, even though he probably was going to start. But, you know, I still would have him at 28. Where would I put Jacoby Brissett? Then you got Caleb Williams, right? And I see some people already putting Caleb Williams like 19 and stuff. But I just think that's weird.
No.
He hasn't played it down.
No. Like, cannot rank. Do not rank him.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then
are not ranked.
Jaden Daniels. You know, we're Jaden Daniels fans of the show. Mm-hmm. We like Jaden. And then there is J.J. McCarthy, right?
Correct.
Michael Penix, which was
back up.
Insane.
I know.
And, you know, the Falcons basically stole him for the Raiders. Still mad about that. And then, and then Bo Nix. And I wasn't going to do Jared Stidham. I'm not doing a Jared Stidham breakdown, guys. I'm sorry. Because Stiddy is winning the job right now. That he has the job. They're saying that Stiddy might be the guy week one. Zach Wilson is third string. So he's basically done in the NFL. He's done, guys.
I hate to say I told you so, Marcus, but
I had Zach Wilson fourth. You can't say he told you so. I did not have him like second or something. That I had him fourth, Chris.
Listen,
so.
I'm not saying it to you. You and I had this conversation. We very passionately talked about how this kid had no business being drafted in the first round. No business. Go back and listen to our podcasts. We broke down that kid coming out of college. We told you what was going to happen. We told you.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into this. Okay. So this list was kind of tough for me. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It was tough more because there's so many that's like good quarterbacks. There's like a cluster. I'm going to say it's a clusterfuck of good quarterbacks that it's hard. It's hard to like, it was hard, man. It was hard to rank these guys.
It's really
because it's just like when you get to 20, like I feel like 20 through 12 is like this. They're interchangeable.
I could see 20 through 12 being very, very close. I could see that.
They're very close, right? And then it started getting to preference. And like what would I do if I was really starting to, if I wanted to do this? You know, I started to get like that.
Okay.
It just got tough. It got tough, man. I'm not gonna lie. I had one guy I have really lower than I ever thought I was, but I just kept putting other guys that I would take over him. And yeah.
Okay.
I think you'll like that one. You like that one. All right, Chris. So let's start at 27.
Okay.
Oh, I guess we'll talk about the rookies real quick. I mean, only one starting is what? Williams?
Williams is definitely starting. Jaden Daniels definitely starting.
Everybody else
is kind of like...
Yeah, Drake May. He has Jerod Mayo. Jerod Mayo is not starting a rookie. He's playing Jacoby Brissett. He already kicked Matt Judon out of practice. Yeah, he started.
I saw that. Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett starting. Sorry, Drake.
Yeah. Honestly, good. Drake May should not start year one. Drake May, I don't want him to see the field this year.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I think he will, though. I think he will. Because unless the Patriots are just like this dominant defensive team, I think he will. I mean, Jacoby Brissett's not bad, right?
No, there's no reason for Drake May to see the field this year. You bench him. You let him ride the pine.
Yeah, man. He's got to fix those feet before he gets out there. I'll tell you that.
That is absolutely true. JJ's probably – is he going to start in Minnesota? I don't think so, right?
I think it's pretty close. I think if JJ goes out there and balls in the preseason, he'll win the job. Oh. He's one of those things.
Don't do that to me.
Chris, come on, man. You know how this goes.
I'll be very excited if JJ McCarthy gets the starting job because of what he did in the preseason. I will personally be very excited.
First of all, that means
less of a problem when it comes to dealing with the Minnesota Vikings.
Keep it real, Chris. If J.J. McCarthy doesn't win, how many games does Sam Darnold really play? Three?
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Three, maybe.
Okay. All right. I mean,
okay. When does Justin Jefferson get pissed? You know what I mean? Like, you know.
He can cry with that new deal he got.
Yeah, sure, but like.
Take the money, dab your eyes.
He takes getting the ball seriously. I mean, for a receiver show, they all do. So, like, you know. Yeah. I mean, Nick Mullins is able to get in the ball, but Mullins is like, he'd be good if he could, like, didn't have an arm of a high schooler. So, he'd still be the quarterback of the Niners if he didn't have the arm of a high schooler. So, that's a little different, I guess. But, you know, Sam Darnold couldn't even stand the Niners. They didn't even want to keep him. They were like, get out of here. Right. Darnold's not playing that much, okay? Darnold's gonna throw. He'll throw like six picks in like the first 3 weeks. And here comes JJ, right? So, yeah, that JJ McCarthy's good. He's gonna start, but at least by week four. I mean, there's not too much Sam Darnold can do to actually, you know,
pull him off. Yeah, that's. I guess so.
It's not gonna work because he might come out and throw like three picks in the preseason, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Sam Darnold.
I can't fight you on that, Marcus. All right, you said 27, that's where you're starting?
Yeah, so Caleb Williams, he's definitely going to start. I guess he's showing a lot of leadership, Chris, character and leadership. He made the whole team clean up.
Okay.
He made the team clean up the locker room.
Get to 27. I can't do this with you. This is the first episode of the year. Get to 27. I'm not. I'm not playing this game with you.
Got in the middle of the scrum after practice.
27.
Say, hey guys. The equipment people. They have a big job. They're cleaning up after us. We need to make sure that we're cleaning up. That's leadership, Chris. Come on, man. He's a leader. That's
27, Marcus. 27.
Leadership.
Were you gonna say Drew Lock?
No, all right. 27. I got Will Levis.
Okay. That makes sense.
Technically, he's my worst quarterback in the football. Technically. All right. So Will Levis is very interesting. I think Will Levis's problem, and when the fans see this, I'm gonna put their strengths and weaknesses up here. Will Levis's problem. Let's start with the positive. Let's be positive. Will Levis makes some incredible throws.
Strong arm. Okay?
He makes some incredible throws. It's like he has some wowzers. Like the game against the Dolphins where he just like turned up. They were down like he had those two touchdowns in like 5 minutes or like 3 minutes or something like that. Man, was he making some throws. He has a little bit of a clutchness to him, right? It's and you see that he's a tough dude. He's super tough. Toughness. That's why he's going to get hurt a lot, I think, because he's just too tough. Like one play. Like that one play where he like jumped in the air and got hit, and it was tough. That was like for 5 yards, bro. Like, what are you doing? You're not hyping the team up, getting 5 yards and diving and then getting smashed, and then you're not playing, bro. You got to play. And he does a lot of that. He's overly tough, but he's a tough dude. He's a tough guy. He makes some crazy throws. That's why he sees like some of these film guys. They buy into his hype because he does. There's some throws that he makes on film. You're like, wow, good Lord. He has a huge arm. He's quick release. He's good throwing motion. And, he has a good job of just like throwing in tight windows when they need him to throw into tight windows. Mm-hmm. He got Hopkins back involved. Hopkins was having an average year, end of the year. Pretty damn good. He's like a fire leader. He's gonna yell at you and stuff like that. There's a lot of traits that you like about Will Levis. My problem with Will Levis is he's one of the most inaccurate quarterbacks in football. he can't hit anything, right? Not consistently. I'm sorry, man. He just can't.
That's why you throw to a guy like Hopkins, because you're gonna miss like crazy, and he's got such a large catch radius that he'll eventually pull some of those in.
No, because there's times I don't know who their coordinator was last year. I think it was I forgot who it was, but I think he went somewhere else, and he would just dial up these great plays for him, and he would just like the guy would be like wide open, and the guy would like have to stop and like turn around and try to catch it like this, or like it would be like way behind them, and it would be like an easy routine throw to the flat. He'd throw into the ground, and then he takes too many sacks, and he's always running into sacks. He didn't see the field very well, right? So when it came to playing quarterback, he was not good at all to me. He was not very good at all. Did not do anything really well from playing the quarterback position in the NFL. Now, he has a huge arm, and he was clutch, and, he had a good game against Texans too. But it's just like the routine throws, man. He's never going to be like a 64% completion percentage guy. But that's my theory when I look at it. I don't see that. I don't see him being that way. And then he can't really make it up with his legs. And like I said, then he's dumb tough. Like I said, it really is, man. Like when you're running for 5 yards, right? And you really got to get that first down. And you like do an unnecessary, like it was just unnecessary dive. Like it was just. I'm gonna show the play while I'm talking. I'm gonna show the play to these people. But it was just so unnecessary, and things like that that he does, that I could just see him getting hurt this year. Mm-hmm. And we'll see Malik Willis. I think we're gonna see Malik Willis this season, right? Just because Levis gets hurt, right? And that's his problem, is that he takes too many sacks. I think his sacks to pressure ratio is probably the worst out of this group, because if you get pressure on him, he's going to get sacked. Like, he's not going to check it down. He's not going to get rid of the ball quick. He doesn't see the field well, like I said. So there's a lot of things that he does not do well that you need to do as an NFL quarterback that he has to get better at, right?
Okay.
He has to get better at that situation for him to be any type of consistent NFL quarterback. So I kind of still feel the same way I did feel about him coming to college. I don't think it was that different from him seeing him in Kentucky, because he played in a pro offense in Kentucky.
Yes, he did. Right? He
played a pro offense in Kentucky. And from him playing in a pro offense in the NFL, like, he's, like I said, he's a tough ass dude. He's going to take a hit while he's throwing, and he's going to do all that stuff. He's super tough, leadership, all those things. It's just, I mean, you got to be able to make
it. He's got some work to do. He's still got some work to do. He's got a lot of learning. All right. I'm not going to even chime in on these guys until we get to 20. So I'll let you just keep the floor as you move through 27 and now to 26 through 21.
Okay. All right. So 26, I went Bryce Young. So 26 is Bryce Young.
Tough rookie year. Bryce Young. Tough rookie year. Getting killed on the socials for looking like a seventh grader showing up to first day of school when he walked into camp this year.
See, all right. So Bryce Young, you know, to me, like, a lot of the things that he did in college, like, and coming out, I still think he does some of those things pretty well. So he does, you know, he still anticipates pretty well, in my opinion. I think that he, you know, people getting his arm not being strong enough, but I think it's good enough, right? I mean, it's, you know, it's on Joe Burrow type of level. It just, you know, when you're that short, you would rather be like Kyler Murray, I guess, right? And I think that some of those things are still there. Like, the playmaking ability is still there. And some of those things are with Young right now. But it was just, you know, people got mad at me. You know, even my co-host Matt, he made fun of me because I said Peyton Manning would have went 13-4 with that team. And I stand by that. Because, you know, there are some things that, like, I don't think he saw the field well either. And I still think that's because he's short. And, we talk about this all the time, man, with short quarterbacks, you know. He can't see the middle of the field. And like, he did this thing where, like, his drop, but, like, he had, like, one of the slowest drops I've seen in a while. And it felt like it was more like you remember those 1980 Dan Marino drops where he was like, you know.
A back pedal? He's doing a back pedal?
It was like a slow back pedal slide.
Oh.
Right. And I'm thinking, like, bro, you got to get out of this is the NFL, bro. Like, this isn't Alabama. That's why when I was watching him. Get to
your spot, sir.
Yeah. Get to your spot. Right. And you got to be on time and getting rid of that football. So when he was when he would get to a spot and he's on time getting out of that football, it looked pretty good. Right. I mean, the player would drop it, but it would look pretty good on his end. Right. The guy would drop it. He wasn't throwing Adam Thielen. It was done that year. But, you know, when he it would hurt his offensive line because, like, he just would take, like, 3 seconds. He took, like, 3 seconds every play. And I'm like, bro, you got to speed it up. Like, he's got to speed up his process. That's the thing with him. Like, if he's not speeding up his process, if that doesn't happen, I don't know if he's ever going to be good at all.
You would think it would already be a little bit faster just from playing in the SEC. You think there would be a little bit of an easier transition coming from playing against guys that should be on Sunday in the first place.
And he played in a pro offense too, man. He played in the Patriots offense.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what it was. See, in college, you probably could do a little slow drop back and chill back there, just because you won the Heisman. You're like one of the best players in the country, so you could just chill back there and make a couple dudes miss. Like, that ain't gonna happen in the NFL, man. You got to get rid of that ball in 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. And then you got to try to make a play. Like, there's times where he would just be running around in circles, leaving empty pockets. And I kind of get it. You know, it's hard for him to see because I swear I'm taller than him, Chris. You know how tall I am. I swear I am taller than him. I swear by it. I swear by this. Anybody listening, I am taller than Brian. I'm taller than him. Swear. So is, you know, I make this joke that I tell the ladies I'm 5'10 now, because if he's 5'10, I'm 5'10. It's the truth, man. If he's 5'10, Chris, I'm 5'10. So, and that's his problem. Is that
I think we found the title of this week's episode.
If he's 5'10, I'm 5'10.
I'm 5'10.
It's the truth, man. I'm telling you, if he's got to speed up his process, he's got to find his passing lanes a little bit better in the NFL. I mean, I to me, and you're gonna think it's crazy, I think he should be watching some Kyler Murray. That's what he's trying to shift this summer. It's because Kyler Murray has found a little bit of a way of how to do it. He's found a way to be successful being that short and finding a way to at least put up some decent numbers, right? He's putting up decent numbers. He's had some good starts, didn't finish well maybe, right? And he's found a way to get to the playoffs. I think Kyler Murray has found a way to be successful being that short and kind of playing the same type of game, even though I think Kyler Murray is more of a better drop-back quarterback. He has more of those elements where his feet are better, his good feet, and things like that with Kyler. Kyler just can't see.
If you're ready to move on to Kyler, we can go to number 25 right now. You can just talk about Kyler.
First of all, man, Kyler – He was under center last year. I'm not gonna get to Kyler until next week. But he was under center. Ooh, you know what I said? He was under center last year.
Top 20.
Yeah, man. Okay. He was under center, and you know I've been saying it for years, Chris. You got to put the short guys under center with some play action, and the Cardinals did that. So
that was the Russell Wilson formula,
and the Cardinals did it. So and he looked a whole lot better. He did not look like he was with Cliff.
Well, last thing I want to say about 26. I told you he wasn't the number one pick.
I know.
I told you. CJ Stroud over. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm gonna remind you a few more times as we go through until we evaluate this next class. But that's just Marcus, could you please tell me about number 25?
All right, so let's get 25. 25, my boy Aiden. My boy Aiden O'Connell.
Are you a little homer there? Are you a little
No. I
think he's legit. It's legit.
I think he played better than those guys. Okay. 100%.
Okay.
I thought he played better, especially at the end of the year. I thought he played a lot better. See, the thing is with Aiden O'Connell, besides the other guys, Aiden O'Connell sees the field, though, right? He sees the field pretty well. And that's why I have a little bit of, you know, likability with him. Like I see something that maybe he could be, if he could maybe become Kirk Cousins. Like, that's my hope. I'm hoping for Kirk Cousins. Right, like a good Kirk Cousins, because right now I feel like his ceiling is Kirk Cousins, his floor is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
So that's why I feel about Aiden O'Connell, because you know O'Connell, if he has a good line and he has good time in the pocket and he can get through his reads, it's pretty good. It looks pretty decent. It's just when the pressure comes and he's under pressure, I went to camp. It's still not that much different. He just can't move, man. He's a pure 1989 quarterback. Like, it's real old school. It's not even like 2005. You know, like 2005, we at least had Dante Culpepper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, Favre could move. You know what I mean? These guys are so. I mean, you know, Peyton Manning could move better than he can. You know, Elway's. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys could move a little bit. You know, be Warren Moons. You know, these guys are coming in. These guys could move.
Yeah.
Right. He's more like the 1989. Type of guy.
Okay.
And that's really his main problem, because when he gets pressure, like, he can't complete a pass, and that's my problem with Aiden O'Connell. Is like, if you have pressure on you as an NFL quarterback, you got to be able to complete that pass, mm-hmm. right? Like, if you got pressure in your face and you're getting hit and you can follow through, you got to be able to hit it. And like the Chiefs game was like the biggest one, because he was getting there. You know, the Chiefs, they'll put pressure on you like crazy. And he had Adams open and he made the right read. And sometimes he was late in that game. He made the right read. It's just he had pressure. So maybe you can follow through all the way. So the ball would just sail over Devontae's head. Right. Or something like that. That happens a lot to him in games. Like, I know Warren Sharp put, you know, all the deep balls he missed, which is a big problem with him, too. He has a deep problem. Like, when you get past 10 yards, it gets a little iffy.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It gets a little iffy there. Right. When you get to the intermediate part of the field, that he's got to be more consistent there. He's got to get more accurate there. I mean, because, you know, on the short passes and all that stuff and choice routes and all that stuff that they run, you even saw it at camp. If you're those short passes, he's picking you apart, right? And that's why I think he's be good with all those tight ends around him, throwing up the seam. I think he's be good there. It's just being more consistent with that deep ball, Even though he had a higher percentage, he had a just as good a percentage as Patrick Mahomes last year. But I think he can get better with that, with those areas. Is that's what it is? I mean, he just can't, like, you know, like no, Matthew Stafford can't move. You know what I mean, that much. My man Mo Moton says functional mobility. That's the thing that he talks about on Twitter. He doesn't even have that. You know what I mean? At times, yeah. And it's a problem. And he said he went through the TB12 method, but I just didn't see it at camp. I still saw the stiff, like 1989. You know, mm-hmm. It's you know, it's Craig Morton. I don't know if you remember that guy from like the 70s.
I'm not gonna let you name drop like that. That was pretty good there, Marcus. That was pretty good. I think that's where Aiden, we're gonna, you're sitting right there with that name drop. Hit me with 23, Marcus.
We're at 24.
I thought he was 24.
Huh? No, he's 25.
He's 25. Okay, I'm sorry. Hit me with 24.
All right, 24 is Daniel Jones. So he's not the 19 anymore.
Oh, finally.
Daniel Jones.
Appropriately ranked. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I almost put O'Connell over him. I thought about it.
Feels good to be here.
I thought about it, Chris. It was a debate. Like,
it's been, it took us 3 years to get here, Marcus. I don't have to yell at you about Daniel Jones. Finally.
I mean, the 2 years before, I was right though, man. He made the playoffs. The ranking fit. Okay. You know, he is the 19, and you know now he's the 24. But he was the 19.
Yeah.
He made the playoffs, even though he only threw 50 touchdowns, but.
He got paid $40 million, but now he's not 19. He's 29 or 24. He's 24.
And you know what's funny about his contracts, bro, is that you know, Tristan Wirfs is mad and is holding out, and his whole case is that Daniel Jones got $40 million. So what the hell are you gonna pay me? And I think that's hilarious.
Well, it was very interesting to hear HBO's Hard Knocks start with the offseason with the New York Giants. And they had that conversation. You're not going to pay the man $40 million to hand it off to a $12 million running back.
So, this is why the show needs to come back on, because I have some thoughts on this. I have some thoughts on this, Chris. So what did they see the first 4 years in Daniel Jones that made them think that he could throw the ball 35 times a game and not hand the ball off?
Marcus, they have no other choice. They went with a wide receiver. They paid Daniel Jones before the draft, and it forced their hand to go with a wide receiver instead of cutting him loose and picking a quarterback in this draft. They played their hand before free agency. They decided Daniel Jones, not Saquon Barkley. So they picked a wide receiver in the draft. They made that decision in the offseason, and they went down the path with choosing Daniel Jones. And they are doing that because they picked him in the first round.
They're
not giving up on their first round quarterback. You don't give up on your first round quarterbacks. You give up on your first round running backs. That's just the league. That's this league. That's the league they're in. They're praying to God that the $40 million is a bargain and that they can use the rest of the money somewhere else instead of restarting their whole team over.
Yeah, because my thing is, man, is, you know, he regressed from being 19. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it never was something that should have been paid that much money, you know, and then he didn't rush the ball like he did the year before.
No,
he ran for 700 yards. That was a big part of it. But, you know, it's just, he's kind of the same guy passing. Yeah, he's kind of the same guy passing. Definitely not, you know, good with throwing hitting a lot of those deep passes anymore. He was good at that year one, but like for some reason that's just gone the hell away. I don't know what the hell happened with that. And then he really doesn't even throw deep like that anymore. And then he's injury prone too. And you know, one of the best things he does is run the football. And you know,
he ran out of necessity, not out of as an extra piece of his game. He ran because he couldn't read the defense, because he was making mistakes in his reads, because he was late getting the ball out, because he held the ball instead of getting the ball out. He ran out of necessity, not because it's an extension of who he is as a quarterback.
Yeah, it's that's my thing with Daniel Jones. It's just not like something that you could get excited about. And I think they should have paid Saquon.
I agree with you. They should have paid Saquon. They should have drafted one of these quarterbacks. They should have started over. Spend that money elsewhere. Put it on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, but they're like, we didn't pay him $40 million to hand the ball off. And I was just thinking, like, what did you see before that?
It's not what they saw. It's the mindset of they drafted the guy in the first round. They're sticking with their first round decision. That's solely what it is, Marcus. It's a fundamental decision. And I'm willing to bet that came from the ownership.
Yeah. Kind of. I don't know. It was from watching Hard Knocks, they wanted Saquon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's why I think the decision came from the owner. That's an old school ownership. That is an old school team and the way that they've run it. That is, if you're going to draft a quarterback in the first round, you stick with Eli. Got them 2 Super Bowls, but they're having the conversation. Is Eli really a Hall of Famer? Well, he's got 2 Super Bowls. Eli stuck around for a long time. He was their first-round quarterback.
Yes,
Daniel Jones is their first-round quarterback. They're going to hold him for a while.
It's just in my opinion, like, and before we get to the next guy, I think this league has a bunch of quarterbacks that need to be handing the ball off. There's a lot of these guys need some running game.
Absolutely.
There's not a lot of guys right now that I feel comfortable going into a game like I can throw the ball 35 times with this guy and win.
Agreed. Right?
35 to 40 times and win. I don't know how comfortable I feel like that with that. And that's my thing. So to take that approach and think I just could put any running back there and he'll be fine, to me, it just isn't smart.
Agreed.
And yeah, because he just – I just don't know why you think – I don't get it. Because if you throw the ball 35 times, you're going to lose.
Yep. Agreed. He's going to have to throw it that many times because they're going to be behind. So let's leave it at that, and let's put Daniel Jones where he belongs. They're at 24. Let's move on to 23.
All right, so 23, I got Deshaun Watson at 23.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson was off.
He was bad last year.
Oh, see, it's tough with Deshaun because, like, Deshaun, there's every once in a while, there's like 3 throws a game. You're like, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like,
Do you think the injuries just played too much of a factor on him?
It's the incidents. He's mental. Yeah. It's mental in his head. You could tell. Yeah, it's his second year in the offense. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like it was his first year in that offense.
True.
He didn't anticipate like he used to. He was late all the time. He's late. He just there's some games he's gonna have some great throws. They can win with him because they're still 5-1 with him as a starter. They can win with him as a starter. I think the Browns are still gonna be competitive. They're gonna be in a lot of football games because that defense they have.
Absolutely. Well, and because of the pieces that are around him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tight end, wide receiver, running back. I mean, Nick Chubb, he might not start the year week 1 as a starter, but that's still a potent backfield.
Yeah, I mean, and they got Mari Cooper, Jerry Judy.
That's right. They brought in Judy.
Judy, whatever. But well,
he's better as number 2. He's better as number 2, and it potentially as the third option. That offense is probably going to go through Amari and Joku, and then you've got Jerry Judy as the third option.
Elijah Moore too is there, who's a pretty good player too.
There's talent.
And he has one of the best offensive lines in the league. That's why he's 23, because he just 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Come on, bro. Dude, you got to do more than that with that talent around you. Mm-hmm. And he was under 60% completion percentage last year. Very inaccurate. That definitely is different than what he used to be. He just didn't play well at all.
No, he didn't.
No, and but there's still it's still there a little bit. He's still tough as hell in the pocket, man. He's hard as hell to sack. Still, you can't sack him.
We'll see if he can put a full season together.
Yeah, yeah. He's still tough as hell in the pocket. You can't sack him. He's gonna throw like a bunch of guys off you, and he's gonna make some plays that way. And he still could be a little bit of a playmaker here and there. He wasn't able to use his legs as much. You know, and maybe they're probably going to avoid that because he has that shoulder injury still.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's just not, you know, the guy that you thought he would be. And I would just take a lot of quarterbacks over him at this point. He just seems washed a little bit. And that's one of the worst contracts in football history.
Oh, yes. Thank you for adding that final word there. Football history. History.
One of the worst contracts in football history.
Very bad. Very bad.
One of the worst. And yeah, I don't know if it's going to get any better there with that. So yeah, I feel like it's mental too. Cause like I said, like he was late a lot.
We'll see if he can lock in. All right. Hashtag we'll see Deshaun Watson. Let's see if you can find it. 22, Marcus.
22. I got Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
Anthony Richardson. Okay. Anthony Richardson was actually pretty impressive. You know, I thought he was actually pretty impressive. He just only played like three games total. Mm-hmm. But I thought
really hurt my fantasy team because I thought for sure he was my dark horse, man.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you kept it on Dynasty, man. Because
I got him. I'm gonna end up having to pick him. He's the best value right now at this point.
Yeah, because what I liked about him in college is like his pocket presence. That's still there. That translates, and you can see that that's why I think he has a lot of potential. That's why I think Trevor Lawrence is in trouble because Richardson. Go ahead.
Yeah, Richardson and Stroud. Wow.
Right? And I think that he has a lot of potential there. I think that, you know, the accuracy issue is still there, though. He's very inconsistent there. But just, like, seeing the field, going through his reads and things like that, there were some issues with him seeing the field a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as, like, Levis or Young or anything like that. It was more on the Aiden O'Connell level when it came to seeing the field. But he does a great job of not taking sacks that I really loved. I really love that he does a great job of getting rid of that football before if he's in a tight spot and somebody's about to sack him, he'll be able to just either like throw it in the ground or he'll try to make a play or a lot of pro quarterback stuff, or just get it out to his check down, things like that, that I really liked about him. And just the arm talent, all together, and his ability just to make plays. He has some crazy throws on film. Definitely a lot of upside there. A lot of the things that I really like about him. He's got to find a way to stay healthy. He literally got hurt like every game I watched.
Yeah, yeah. We need to see. I would love to have seen him get a lot more snaps last year so that we could see him start to develop. It's basically rookie year part two. We got to see what happens here. I'd love to see him put up some big numbers this season for fantasy football's sake.
Yeah, the accuracy is I think will always be an issue. Like there's gonna be he's gonna miss some throws, but I think he's gonna be streaky. I think he's gonna be more like Cam Newton does, like a little bit.
Yeah,
where it's like he's hitting everything one day, the next day he's not hitting a damn thing, and then you might have to use his legs to kind of make up for it. But I do think the pocket presence is what's gonna keep him really playing at a high level.
If he doesn't turn the ball over, then watch out.
Yeah, which he doesn't do, which he wasn't doing a lot. You know, he wasn't turning the ball over. He doesn't throw a lot of making a lot of bad decisions.
Well, that's three games, Marcus. Let's pump those brakes, sir.
I mean, you're right.
Pump those brakes, sir. You know. It's rookie year part two. I can't even try to evaluate what he did last year. I know you had to, but I think he's a big hashtag. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, like I said. The gap between him and Aiden O'Connell and Bryce Young is pretty high.
I'll agree there. He definitely did better than I thought. Well, I mean, again,
Raiders definitely should have traded up to three with the Cardinals. I don't know who the hell is there.
Wow.
The Raiders should have traded up until I would feel a whole lot like better going into the season. Just about the offense. If they freed up and got Richardson. Just because, like I said, like there's a lot of things that I really like that he did on film that will just kind of show where his upside is. And that's why Trevor Lawrence is in trouble.
Okay. Yeah, 22. Last guy.
It was 21. 21.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anthony so was this was tougher. This one was tough for me. I almost went Russell Wilson here. Wow. But I went Baker Mayfield.
You put Baker here after he had his best season?
He was the same guy, Chris. Come on. You know the thing? I was like, and that's what I was like.
Where'd you have Baker last year? Where'd you have him last year?
I think I had him at 21.
Did you?
No, actually, No, last year Adam like low. Adam like 27. I think Adam was because he was awful.
No,
he went back to Browns Baker Mayfield this past year. So I think that, you know, with him, with Baker, you know, Baker is just Baker at this point. I think there's going to be some times where he's going to make some good throws and he's going to make some good plays. I think he's got a good team around him, but I think there's a lot of limitations to him still. I still think he's just really a big bonehead. He's going to throw a lot of picks. He's going to put the ball in harm's way a lot. He's going to make a lot of decisions that you're not going to like. And I feel like that he kind of has peaked as an NFL quarterback. So like, yeah, because we're at the clusterfuck, Chris. I mean, week 21, we're at the cluster and he's just at the end of it. That's really okay. What it is. Okay. Oh, like every single guy after this, you could make the playoffs with, basically I'm saying, like every single guy, which I'm saying, there's not a lot of elite quarterbacks in my opinion right now.
I mean,
there's a lot of guys you can make the playoffs with. I think Tampa,
it's very likely that they win the division and you got them at 21.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
I'm listening.
It's like the Geno Smith, Derek Carrs, they're like those guys were around here, and he just, you know, I just was like, you know what?
I would have put him over Derek. I would have taken him over Derek, but maybe there's some loyalty still stuck with you there, huh?
I don't know if I take him over Derek. So that's the thing. I don't know.
Well, you did. You didn't take him over there.
Exactly, because I like I said, I got to, I was like,
okay. Well, here it is. Here's
my preview here though is I'm actually lower than Derek that I've ever been. So, that's my preview for next week.
Not low enough. I didn't think I was gonna have to fight you on the first day. Baker at 21. I didn't think I was gonna come after you. Like this is as bad as you saying Daniel Jones was 19.
It's just my thing. Like I could. There's other guys that I just couldn't do it. Like okay. I don't know. It's,
all right. I'll figure out in the next episode where to slide Baker and where to kick somebody else to this number 21 spot.
okay. All right. I don't know. It's just on watching him on film. It's kind of just the same guy. Just a tough dude. Makes some good throws every here and once in a while. Sure. It's just, you know.
All right.
Because I thought about putting Russell Wilson here. I did. I did.
I would have been content with you putting Russell Wilson here.
But I went Baker Mayfield at 21.
You went Baker. All right. So there it is. 27-21. We're not counting the rookies. They're getting NRs, not ranked.
Exactly.
And that sets us up to do 20 through 11
next week.
The next episode.
Yeah, so we get to 20 through 11 next week. Of course, our preseason will be starting next week, I believe, next Thursday. Preseason games.
So Hall of Fame game?
Well, Hall of Fame game. Yeah, Hall of Fame games this Thursday, but I mean, who will?
August 1st?
Yeah.
Oh, man. August is here, Marcus.
Yeah, we're here, man. We're here, man.
It's football time.
And the Bears locker room's clean now.
Okay. All right. Give them the socials. I let you go over, and that's how you're going to finish it. Give the socials. Let's get out of here.
All right. ALPA_QB1 for Twitter. Same for Instagram. ALPA_QB1.
A little and, pocket awareness on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, follow us on Twitter at @TheMarkJohnNFL, @KeepMiddleLows for Chris. You guys know what to do. Also, you know, we're on Tape to the Line now, so hit the subscribe button. Subscribe if you like quarterback shows. It's a cool quarterback show, a little different. If you're a Raiders fan, hope you guys enjoy this. Hope you guys don't yell at me for doing this, but that's fine. You know, we got some Aiden O'Connell breakdown on here, so we're all right, guys. We're all right. All right.
You got to hear about what's happening across the league.
Exactly. This, you know, we got to expand the channel. All right, guys. We're out of here. Peace.